Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy, and looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, in Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of
you. No.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
The sweet versus savory grits debate is a long-standing discussion in our community. But is there a right way to enjoy comfort food? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Sugar or salt? It's one of our people's greatest debates. Some prefer savory grits, while others like them sweet. And here's why. Grits is a comfort food introduced to many of us during childhood. So as adults, we tend to enjoy them the same way we did as kids, according to food editor Charlotte Draper. Folks born and bred in the South usually prefer savory grits because that's how the region traditionally prepares them. Black Northerners may enjoy sweetened grits, especially those a few generations removed from the South. But is there a right way to eat them? The ground corn porridge was introduced to us on southern plantations. Although we learned of grits through slavery, like many black foods, they're an early example of the agency we've always had. Historically, savory is the way for cookbooks from prominent chefs like Edna Lewis, who ate her grits with a bit of shrimp paste. Sweet grits may have come from Louisiana's Creole community. A 1930s cookbook, the original Times-Picayune Creole cookbook, includes a hominy recipe with milk and sugar. What's not debatable is that grits are critical to our food culture. They're a culinary genius and testament to our people's divine gift for beautifully adapting and creating things anew. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.